Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. My name is Eric Gallagher, and today I'll be sharing with you what God is doing in my life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Eric Gallagher, founder of Come Follow Me, shares what God has been doing in his life.
So it's been a while since I recorded one of these reflections, and it's because for the last week, we've been preparing to bury my mother, who passed away from cancer. It's been just over a week now since she passed, and it's been just a ride. And I have no doubt that as I record reflections over the next year, especially, that I'm just going to have all kinds of things that God has been doing. And I'm just overwhelmed with graces and things that God has been doing, especially over this past week. I want to share today, though, as I was reading the gospel on this solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul, we get this reading where Peter's asked three times, "Do you love me?" And there's this echoing thing that God is doing over and over and over again. I just want to share with you as I read that, it's like I've just been very aware over this last week as I've reflected on my mom's life and my relationship with her, like how God has echoed his desire for me over the years. So when I was a kid, my parents struggled in their marriage. They ended up getting divorced when I was in high school, and I remember going off to a Christian camp, and being encouraged to give whatever I was carrying over to God. And this is really the moment of my first big conversion to the faith, when I really started to take interest in the faith, was because I experienced for a good few hours this incredible peace as I handed over all the questions, all the frustrations, all the anger that I had towards all the realities of things going on at home. God asked me to trust him with it, and I gave it to him, and I experienced peace. Now, fast forward about 8 years later, I find myself, I'm serving overseas in Iraq, and I've really been wrestling with these realities. I started to lose contact with my mom after the divorce. We started seeing each other less and less. And I always felt this, like this, by the grace of God, I felt this desire, this longing to still be her son. I knew that I wanted to be with her. And it would have been very easy for me, I should say, to just kind of let things go and just forget about things. She had moved away, and it just would have been easier in a sense to move on. But God had placed this desire in my heart to be with my mom. And so I carried this weight again. What am I supposed to do? I want to help my mom. I want to be with her. I want her to know that she's loved. And so I was overseas in Iraq, and I was walking to the store, and I had it on my heart to pray the rosary. And as I was praying the rosary, I looked over and I saw Jesus holding my hand, and on the other side of Jesus, he was holding my mom's hand. And I just got this strong sense that God had her, that he had everything under control, and that I needed to trust him with her. And so I did. I started to learn more about my mom's life. I started to realize that she grew up in a foster home, that her childhood was kind of rough. And I started to have this patience, or maybe this love for her, that kind of trumped some of the frustrations and anger I had towards her, and maybe some of the decisions that she had made throughout her life. But I started to really have this beautiful heart grow for her over time. And I remember, so that in, it was about 4.5 years ago, I get the call saying that my mom had stage 4 cancer. Now, we hadn't seen each other and hadn't been in touch with her for a really long time. We got this call, and I was expecting a different call about my mom. Honestly, I wasn't expecting to really ever hear from her again, just because we had lost touch. And get this call saying she has stage 4 cancer. I just remember going home that night and my wife giving me a hug, and she says, "What do you need?" And I said, "I need to go pray." So I went to go pray, and as I prayed, I had this strong sense in me, a strong prayer flow from me, where my heart began to pour out to God, cry out to God. I said, "God, my mom has suffered enough. Why this now? Why are you causing her to suffer more? Please, Lord, help her to stop suffering." But again, that night, I felt this strong sense to entrust her over to the Lord, and I did. And a peace overwhelmed me, knowing that God had everything under control. I had a profound couple of years as she moved closer to us, and she moved into the same town with my family and I, and we were able to take care of her the last couple of years, and especially over the last 2 months as she entered hospice. And I got to hold her hand as she was in her last hours. And I just had this tremendous peace, this pattern, this echoing of God inviting me again and again over the last 20 years of my life to trust him with my mom. So we get to the homily at her funeral, and our priest stands up and he mentions that it was the 40th anniversary of a message at Medjugorje. And he said the message for the day, Mariana had mentioned that a family member had passed away, and she asked the Blessed Mother where this family member was. And the Blessed Mother responds to her, "She is with me and she is happy." My mom suffered so much, and I experienced Christ so much through her. I'll admit it's been a confusing, messy reality in my life for a really long time, but we're called today in the gospel to listen to these repeated attempts on God's part to communicate to us, to have us ponder things. I feel moved today to reflect upon the many ways, the many times that God has challenged me, invited me to ponder the life of my mother, my relationship with my mother, and how much peace I have found in responding to that invitation. How is God inviting us today? How has God been inviting us over time, echoing words into our hearts? And how can we respond to him in that invitation today? Let us pray. Lord, you persist in our lives to speak truth to our hearts. You persist in inviting us each and every day to follow you, to love you, to trust you. Help us, Lord, to be ever attentive to your promptings. Help us to recognize your persistence. And help us to be open to responding fully. Yes, Lord. I love you, I trust you, and I will follow you wherever you go. Saints Peter and Paul, pray for us. Amen. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.